after asking for tzedakah, we then ask for bracha. What is bracha? So the Baal HaTanya in Likutei Torah, Parshas Noso, explains, bracha is extension. It's like, for example, you have a seed that sprouts from the field where it was sown. It was sown in the ground, it was covered up by the ground, covered up by earth. And it's the bracha that causes it to be successful, to yield fruit, to be bountiful, to become a lot bigger than it was beforehand. When we talk about our own brachas, we ask about Hashem blessing us. We also are asking to be extended. Whether it's our own emotional strength, our own spiritual strength, whether it's our physical strength, whether it's everything that we need and everything we have, everything that causes us to renew ourselves. We're asking for bracha. That Hashem should extend everything that we have, ultimately so that we can extend ourselves towards Him, develop that relationship with Him. A bracha always extends that which already exists. The Sasamis says that really, the main point of a bracha is actually that we're free. That we're not beholden to anything else, to anybody else. Hashem created a world where things, where there's a hierarchy, the physical world and then the spiritual world. But ultimately Hashem's in control. And we ask just to be under Hashem's control and not under anybody else's. To ultimately be b'nei chayrin, to be free people. That really comes from the kach of emunah, realizing that Hashem's in total control. So the main bracha is to be drawn after the root, to be drawn after the shoresh of all the root of all roots, the source of all sources, the source of all brachas. So even when the Jewish people are in exile, it is the emunah that we have that actually gives us the ability to attach ourselves to Hashem, to be freed from everything else, to be freed from the control of anything and everything apart from Hashem. So Semes goes on to explain in the Parshas Re'eh, it says, V'habracha she'tishmu, that Hashem wants to constantly bless the Jewish people. But every bracha needs shmirah, needs to be guarded. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. There shouldn't be any ra, any evil in the bracha at all. And therefore, through shmiras ha-mitzvahs, through guarding the mitzvahs, the bracha itself gets guarded. And then for the bracha is Asher Tishmu. We're going to listen to Hashem. Through listening to Hashem, we preserve His bracha. We keep it in our lives. We preserve it, we protect it. We're able to grow, we're able to develop, we're able to come close to Him. Bracha is always this idea of extension, extending ourselves, and extending ourselves, most importantly, towards Hashem.